Page 16. Exercise 1B.
Pop music. Modern pop music was born in the USA because of a number of things. Firstly, there was the music of Africa, which was taken to the USA by black slaves. Rhythm was very important in black music. Secondly, the folk music of Britain and Ireland was taken to the USA by white settlers. White songs had a strong melody and usually told a story. Thirdly, a new and exciting musical instrument appeared, the electric guitar. In the 1950s, a good-looking young man called Elvis Presley brought the three things together, and rock and roll was born. Other singers soon appeared, such as Buddy Holly, Chuck Berry, Eddie Cochran, and Jerry Lee Lewis. Jerry Lee Lewis was unusual because he didn't play the guitar like the others. He played the piano, usually standing up. Today, rock music is everywhere. But when it first appeared in the 1950s, people said, "It won't last." By the early 60s, it looked as if they were right. Most of the heroes were gone. Elvis Presley was in the army. Buddy Holly and Eddie Cochran were dead. Chuck Berry was in prison. However, in 1963, a new band appeared. Not in the USA this time, but in Liverpool, England. They were the Beatles. With other British bands like the Rolling Stones and The Who, they brought new life to the music scene. Since then, pop music has continued to evolve, and every generation has added something new. Pop music has also developed in different directions. Heavy metal bands, like Guns N' Roses, used huge amplifiers and speakers to produce their loud, aggressive music. In contrast, the 1990s produced girl bands like the Spice Girls and boy bands. They didn't play their own instruments. They danced and sang easy sing-along songs. In the first part of this century, rap music became very popular. The different kinds of pop music have often changed teenage fashions too. Rock and roll made jeans, t-shirts and leather jackets fashionable. Then the hippies of the late 1960s had long hair and wore colourful flower power clothes. Next came the 1970s, which produced glam rock bands, short for glamour rock, like Slade and Queen. The Swedish group ABBA were also very popular. They were as famous for their colourful costumes as for their music. In the late 1970s, punk groups like the Sex Pistols tried to shock people with their clothes, as well as their angry music. They dyed their hair bright colours, like green or orange, and put pins in their ears and noses. Pop music has come a long way since its start in the 1950s, and now we know that rock and roll will never die.